Introductory notes and access information. Event name, Time Machine, Streb Extreme Action. Event company, presented by Adelaide Festival and Arts Project Australia. Event synopsis, the title Time Machine references this performance's episodic nature. It's a collection of works representing a journey through Elizabeth Streb's extraordinary career. These selected works of physics and force, dance and extreme action come from her repertoire of creations between 1983 and 2006, a period of 23 years. Since Elizabeth Streb founded Streb Extreme Action in 1985, the company has travelled from the heights of the experimental dance world to the cutting edge of popular entertainment. Elizabeth says, "My investigation of movement has led me to choices which vary from traditional norms. My dancers and I see the rehearsal as a laboratory for testing scientific principles on the body. We invent action ideas which we think are archetypal, noticeable, understandable. The outcome is a mixture of slam dancing, exquisite and amazing human flight, and a wild action sport which captures kids, older people, and the general public's hearts and minds and bodies." The performance consists of 12 sections, all individual works, each preceded by voiceovers that describe the section's intention, equipment or apparatus, or an experience from an audience member or reviewer. Each section is set up and dismantled by the performers to prepare for the next section in full view while we listen to the voiceovers. During some sections, the performers shout out cue words and titles to synchronize their actions with each other and keep the correct pace and coordination of their stunts. This calling out, together with hand and body slapping and their super skin-tight lycra suits, all blend to create a high-octane, joyous, action hero, task force atmosphere, executed with military precision. Set and props. The stage space is approximately 20 meters across and 12 meters deep. Various apparatus or machines are placed around the edges in preparation for their section. On the left side of the stage, three poles of increasing sizes, 2 to 4 meters in length, rest horizontally on a stand. Behind this is a full-size gymnastic trampoline. Across the back wall sit two mini-tramps and a tall yellow wooden panel in between them. On the right side of the stage sits a large red and blue box, and further back, a rectangular yellow wooden board rests on its long side, tilted back on an angle. The floor is covered with a black dance surface called a tarquette. At the front edge is a thick red cross, like a crucifix mark, 1 meter wide strips of red vinyl, each 1.7 meters long, are laid on the floor intersected. Behind this, a rectangle made of red tape 3.5 meters across and 4 meters deep is marked out on the floor. The rectangle is dissected with horizontal and vertical tape lines, as well as two diagonal tape lines that crisscross at the center of the shape. Two safety mats, one thick blue one, 3.5 meters wide by 1 meter deep, sits on the front edge of a thinner red mat that's 3.5 by 4 meters in the center of the stage. These mats are moved around the space by the performers according to the setup for the next section. Section 1. The first section, titled Tip 2006, is characterized by a tipping machine. It's a wheel cut in half with a diameter of 3.5 meters. The wheel rocks on a semicircular curved edge made from two parallel metal structures with a running platform 1 meter wide in between. One performer runs on this curved platform from side to side, controlling the machine's action and speed throughout the section. The top is spanned with a horizontal platform on which six performers stand, run, sit, lie, and are tipped off. This platform is rocked from vertical on one side through horizontal to vertical on the other. There are seven performers in this section. Section 2 is titled Pole Vaults 1978. A solo performer manipulates a striped, rounded stick or dowel 3 centimeter diameter by 1.5 meters long, with a rubber stopper on each end. Elizabeth talks about the pole creating action tracks in the air. Her aim was to manipulate the pole in such a way that her body's action became secondary and disappeared. Section 3, titled 7 Minutes 43 Seconds, 1978, is a dance sequence for a solo performer. The choreography is influenced by the notion of throwing and tossing the body, using the floor as a partner, arriving on the ground rapidly and roughly, and recovering back to standing. Referencing the contemporary dance technique of Merce Cunningham, linear body shapes balance and hover before falling, dropping, or crashing to the floor. Section 4, titled Buster or Stick, 2002, is a tribute to the heroes of slapstick physical comedy of the 50s. A 4-meter-long wooden plank, a typical 2x4 used in building, is shifted forward and back or swung in a circle from a central axis, narrowly missing performers who duck and drop at the last minute to avoid the plank. 4 performers hold short planks vertically, which are then struck by the spinning long plank and knock the performers to the ground. Part 2 uses the tall yellow panel with the box hole called the treehouse, which topples forward over a performer. The panel stands between 5 metres high and 1 metre wide and has 50 centimetre square hole cut out at the top end. 8 performers work in this section. Section 5, titled Add, 1983, is performed solely on the red cross of vinyl at the front of the stage. The solo performer, after sprinkling the surface with rosin or chalk to prevent slipping, flips and slams their body, shifting from one action to the next as relentlessly and as quickly as possible in 2 minutes. Section 6 is titled Whiplash, 1983. A solo performer manipulates a 3.5 length of 9mm mountain climbing rope. The rope is whipped and cracked one moment, then catches the performer tied up only to release them again. Section 7, titled Log, 1980, uses a heavy 3.5-metre long pole that is 7.6 in diameter. 4 performers in pairs take it in turns to wield the pole, tossing, dropping and suspending it, while the other 2 performers interact, ducking, dropping, hanging or walking along the top and balancing in various precarious positions. Section 8 is titled Little Ease, 1985. The set piece for this section consists of a 3-sided red wooden box with the front wall missing. It's 1.8 or 6 foot long and 60 centimetres or 2 feet deep by 90 centimetres or 3 feet high, and sits on top of another blue wooden box around 90 centimetres off the ground. The solo performer shifts their position and placement inside the box to suspend on as many surfaces of her body in the quickest time possible. Section 9, titled Target, 1983, uses a yellow hula hoop as a single prop. A solo performer manipulates the hoop, always moving to avoid interfering with the trajectory of the hoop. Section 10 is titled Surface, 1993. This complex work has only 2 props. They are 2 identically sized, 2 meter by 1 meter plywood sheets of wood. One is red on one side, green on the other. The second is yellow on one side, blue on the other. This enhances the geometric effect of the boards as they're shifted on their edges or axis to create shapes in relation to each other. For example, the boards are placed side by side, one green, one blue. Double barn doors is called. Hidden behind the boards, the dancers shove the boards, which pivot like doors opening. The dancers fall, full body splat forward, to reveal the yellow and red colours of the counterside of the boards. Each manipulation of the boards by the performers creates different climbing, hanging, standing surfaces for the others to work on. It's a dynamic work of 7 performers. Section 11, titled Link 1992, utilizes 2 dancers and a pole. They are a trio, each with equal value and linked in time and space as performers. The blue pole, or dao, is 1.82 metres, or 6 foot long, and 12.7 centimetres, or 5 inches thick, with a thin yellow stripe around the centre and thick red stripes at either end. This section is performed on the large red square mat, which is shifted into the centre of the stage. The final section for the work is titled Air 2003. In this section, the full-size gymnastic trampoline is shifted into the centre of the stage. The red mat is divided into two parts, and each part is wedged up against the legs of the trampoline along the front and the back sides. A series of four thick blue mats are unfolded, slapping down as they do so, on top of the red mat in front, and pushed together to create an entire surface of blue crash mat. Wide red strips of Velcro are then rolled out along the seams and joins of the blue mats to secure them together and prevent parting under impact. The two mini tramps, 1 by 1 meter square, are positioned on either side of the big trampoline like bookends. These assist the performers to bounce up onto the higher main trampoline. The final effect is a very symmetrical configuration of equipment and apparatus for this section. The sounds of this whole construction and transformation to prepare for this section can be heard as it occurs during the voiceover introduction to this section. Eight performers work on this final section. Characters and costumes. Eight muscular performers, called action heroes, perform this work. They perform as themselves and call each other by name when required during sections of the work. Each have their own distinct hairstyle and culturally specific skin tones in a range of representations from the United States of America. They are all dressed in the same basic blue tight-fitting lycra neck-to-ankle suits with long sleeves to the wrists. A grey stripe detail comes from the sternum at the neck down around and under the armpits, and another grey stripe traces a high V shape from inside the top of each leg around to the back of the pelvis. Patches of fabric in either yellow or red appear under the arms and between the upper thighs. These patches are designed to absorb sweat and moisture to keep the dancers safe from slipping and dripping. Each performer also has a round badge attached to the outside of both upper arms with their own individual symbol or signature image. Some performers wear black knee pads to protect themselves in certain sections of the work. Cast and creatives. The cast consists of the co-artistic director and action hero Cassandra Joseph, senior action hero Jackie Carlson, action hero Nyla Cunningham, action hero DeSherrick Williams, action hero Andrea Layshaw, action hero Sarah Perez, action hero Kai Rizzuto, action hero Jalen Taylor, and action hero Lusani Germain. The creatives. Founder and co-artistic director is Elizabeth Streb. Co-artistic director Cassandra Joseph. Chief Operations Officer, Shannon Reynolds. Technical Director, Matt McCadden. Assistant Technical Director, Jelani Lewis. And Audio Engineer, Paul Payacarez. Event details. The event dates and times. Thursday the 14th of March at 7 p.m. 15th of March, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. 16th of March, 4 p.m. And Sunday the 17th of March at 6 p.m. Note, a Q&A with Elizabeth Streb and the company will directly follow Friday the 15th of March's performance at 11 a.m. Audio described performance is the 15th of March 2024 at 7 p.m. The pre-show introduction on the 15th of March is at 6 p.m. Meet in the main foyer of Her Majesty's Theatre at 6 p.m. where the audio describers will meet you and escort you to the third floor where the introductory talk will take place. It will be approximately 20 minutes in duration. The describers will issue headsets to wear to listen to the description during the performance. Event location: Her Majesty's Theatre, 58 Grote Street, Adelaide. General information: the production running time is approximately 1 hour with no interval. This performance is suitable for all ages. Access information: Her Majesty's Theatre is easily accessible by public transport, including many buses along the major arterial road Grote Street, the tram stop at Victoria Square, and a free bus service that operates on a loop through the city and North Adelaide with stops on the corner of Grote Street and Victoria Square. For more information, visit adelaidemetro.com.au. The free City Connector bus is a hop-on, hop-off service linking popular city attractions, shopping, dining and key destinations in the city and North Adelaide. Bus route 98A and 98C connect North Adelaide with the city, and 99A and 99C connect the inner city areas not serviced by the tram. Services operate every 15 minutes on weekdays and every 30 minutes on weekends. Her Majesty's Theatre is a guide dog friendly venue with wheelchair accessibility entry via front entrance, the audience seating areas and toilets. Thanks to UPark, disability permit holders can apply for an accessibility pass, which provides 2 hours of free parking for up to 52 times a year. This is valid in accessible parking spaces at any UPark. To find out more about accessibility pass, go to cityofadelaide.com.au or contact the customer care service on 08 8203 7203. This is the end of the audio description for Time Machine. Thank you.